Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the OKPlay India Limited's Q3 and 9-month FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nupun Jainkunia from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Nupun Jainkunia from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of OKPlay India Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the third quarter and 9 months of the financial year 2025. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings conference call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by the information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Rishabh Handa, Executive Director and CFO of the company. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Rishabh Handa to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Rishabh Handa, Director and CFO of OKPlay India Limited, and I appreciate your time and participation on today's call. Before we discuss our performance for the third quarter of FY25, I would like to take a moment to briefly introduce OKPlay India for any new participants. With over 30 years of experience, OKPlay India is a recognized leader in the plastic molded products industry. We specialize in the manufacturing of high-quality toys and automotive components. Our state-of-the-art facilities are strategically located across Haryana, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan, and we leverage advanced technologies such as rotational, blow, and injection molding to consistently meet the highest industry standards. Now, for the third quarter of FY25, we recorded a sales revenue of about 33 crores, reflecting a decline of around 17% compared to the same period last year. Turning to our automotive component division, we continue to serve the commercial vehicle market, which has shown some signs of underperformance relative to last year. In quarter three, the automotive segment experienced a decline of approximately 29% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. While this decline is noteworthy, we remain optimistic about the outlook for the coming quarters, and we are confident in our ability to meet the results of FY24 by year-end. As previously discussed, we are also seeing positive momentum from our new business ventures outside the automotive sector. Our partnership with leading companies such as Vestas and Indocool for roto and blow molded components are progressing well. Additionally, we are exploring an entry into the passenger vehicle market with an initial focus on vacuum foam parts and blow molded fuel tanks. However, we anticipate that the significant contributions from these new initiatives will begin to reflect in our results starting FY26. Coming to our toys business continues to demonstrate strong growth potential, and we remain highly optimistic about the long-term outlook for this segment. In Q3 of FY25, the toys business grew by approximately 9% quarter-on-quarter. The Indian toy industry as a whole has been experiencing significant growth, with toy exports increasing by 239% in FY23 compared to FY15. The sector has also been identified as a champion sector with strong export potential, and it is projected to reach $3 billion by 2028, growing at a CAGR of around 12%. In the recent budget, our Honorable Finance Minister has stated, and I quote, "Building on the National Action Plan for Toys, we will implement a scheme to make India a global hub for toys. The scheme will focus on developing clusters, enhancing skills, and creating a robust manufacturing ecosystem. This will help in producing high-quality, innovative, and sustainable toys under the Made in India brand. The government has introduced a new scheme for the toy industry, building on National Action Plan on Toys, details of which will be announced in due course. It is expected to be a fiscal incentive scheme, more inclusive and in form of subsidies on new investments and new employment generation. The initiative aims to strengthen domestic manufacturing, promote innovation, and enhance India's competitiveness in the global toy market. As we highlighted in our previous earnings call, our expansion plans in the toy segment are progressing on track. We have completed a significant capacity expansion, investing approximately 46 crores in machinery and tooling, which has allowed us to ramp up our production capacity to up to 30 tons per day. We expect this expansion to help us achieve a fourfold increase in our monthly production by the final quarter of this financial year. Furthermore, we continue to strengthen our partnerships with key clients such as Amazon, Hamleys, and FirstCry. Additionally, we are excited to announce a new partnership with Blinkit, where we will soon be the first manufacturer to offer our type of toys under the OK Play brand via these quick commerce platforms. Under phase two of our expansion plan, looking ahead, we are eager to proceed with phase two of our toys business expansion. This phase will involve the production of injection molded toys, including battery operated cars and role play toys. We are currently collaborating with Invest India to identify an optimal location for this new manufacturing plant. We plan to commence this project in the second half of FY26. We anticipate an investment of about 100 crores for this phase, and we intend to leverage the benefits of the production-linked incentive scheme in addition to the newly introduced toy policy, which will provide capital subsidies and rebates. Coming on to our air filtration business, turning now to our subsidiary MRH Technologies Private Limited, we are pleased to announce that it has entered into a 10-year exclusive licensing agreement with Man & Numal for the manufacturing and distribution of air purifiers across India. This partnership aligns with our shared vision of promoting a sustainable and healthier India by leveraging innovative technologies. Man & Numal recently unveiled advanced air purifiers at their February 24 symposium, emphasizing their commitment to tackling pollution. These purifiers include mobile units designed to address viruses, harmful gases, and allergens, as well as the Pure Air Outdoor Fine Dust Filter using nanofiber technology targeted for public spaces such as metro stations. Additionally, the Filter Cube offers real-time air quality monitoring and energy-efficient self-regulating features. Our air filtration solutions have been validated through testing conducted by IIT Delhi, and we are proud to report that significant reductions of over 80% in particulate matter levels were observed in both indoor and outdoor environments. These tests were conducted in high pollution scenarios, including during stubble burning and major festivals. Additionally, we have also successfully completed a pilot project at GB Goenka Public School, where our systems demonstrated a remarkable reduction in AQI levels. In summary, while we have faced some short-term challenges in our automotive business, we remain optimistic about our prospects. The toys business is experiencing solid growth, and our strategic expansions initiatives are progressing as planned. We are also making positive, promising strides in the air filtration space, and we anticipate positive results from these efforts in the near future. We remain focused on delivering long-term value for our shareholders and are excited about the opportunities that lie ahead. With that, I would like to open the floor to any questions from our investors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. First question is from R. Sen from MAS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I was referring to a recent report by S&P Global Mobility, which mentions that 39 out of the top 100 polluted cities are in India. And in the backdrop of our 10-year contract with Manhumil, what is the aspiration in terms of the market share and what kind of revenue projections have we baked in from this opportunity?
All right. So since our MD is looking directly into this business, I'd like to hand over the ball to him to address this question.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. This is Rajan Handa here. We do see a huge opportunity in the air purification business since the technology of the MNC, Manhumil, allows us to look at cleaning the pollutants in the air, which are the ones which create the health issues like 2.5 micron level particles and 10 micron level particles. And this technology has been validated by IIT Delhi with tests conducted over a 60-day period because of high pollution encompassing festivals like Dussehra, Diwali, as well as double burning. Now we are trying to set up the equipment in the outside basketball court of GT Goenka, which is a very leading chain of schools in Delhi. And as a first endeavor, that is, has been what we wanted to do. Down the line, we are looking into adding on facilities to manufacture these products here because this is all going to be a made-in-India initiative. We have all the technology coming from our partners. We have the filter elements coming from our partners. And that would give us a big fillip over making it cost-effective as well as giving the right solution to the public.
Sir, any projections in terms of what size is this opportunity?
Well, if you look at the market size, it is humongous. There are no ways that one can look into, you know, kind of giving you a number at the moment. If I could just give you a small summary, we have about 5,619 schools alone in Delhi. Every school is a potential 60 to 70 lakh business potential for the purifiers, which actually is not a lot of money to be look, if you look at it, because if the schools really look at getting these financed over a 2 years amortization plan, this would imply that there would be an incremental fee of just about 300 rupees per month per student. So if I look at it from that equation, it becomes a very viable proposition. But if I really look at it from the numbers, like I said, we have about 5,600 schools in Delhi alone. I'm talking about not NCR, but just Delhi. We have metro stations, we have dispensaries, we have offices, we have bank branches, so on and so forth. The list is long. So in terms of actually putting a number, not from the market potential point of view, it is from the point of view of availability of product, which would mean that we'll have to add on facilities, which we are in the process of doing, and how to, you know, go about installing, servicing, and monitoring the results.
Sure, sure.
So, while I might not have answered your numbers question, actually, but the intent is to explain to you that the demand is rather large.
Sure. So my second question, you did touch upon the aspect that in the budget there was a special mention about the toys opportunity. I think we've been all waiting for the PLI of, I think, around 3,500 crore worth PLI. Any clarification or any update that you would like to share with shareholders?
Well, there was a mention of the PLI scheme. National budget was also allocated in the interim budget. But having said so, now that the FM has very categorically given their intent of making this as the global toy hub, the toys as the global toy hub for the world, we understand, though it is not in the public domain yet, but we understand that there is a very, very friendly toy policy coming up, which would give not only, fillip to the toy industry existing, but also for expansion. A lot of statutory things have also come up in terms like the BIS implementation and so forth, which will imply or directly make the toys compliant to world standards. Thus make it more competitive for the international markets.
Sure, sure. So in the latest presentation, we also see a mention about waterless toilets, specifically targeting Africa. Now my question is, are we diversifying into too many things when toys toy in itself is a huge opportunity. We are now into air purification and we also have auto. Is there a specific need for us to kind of get into another line of business? So, I mean, just trying to understand the mindset of the management.
No, it's not that. While you might think it's a product, it's actually, you know, we are looking at our auto molding capabilities and expertise. This is a company called Kohler, which you might have heard about. This is an American company, an MNC, and which is into sanitary and all. It's their product. It is not our product. We are not selling them. We are manufacturing them. But having said so, they use our capabilities in roto molding and rotational molding, and they were not able to get what they wanted elsewhere. And so we are partners in molding the process, the product. It's from the point of view of design, they own the design. From the point of view of marketing or selling, they do that. So we are not spreading ourselves into different product lines at all. It is only utilizing the capacities already created with us.
Sure. Appreciate that, sir. My last question, sir. In our inaugural investor call, we were around 70 SKUs. And if you see the presentation that has been uploaded for this quarter, we are at around 75 SKUs. There was a thought of kind of adding SKUs around 3 to 4, if I recall the numbers correctly, every quarter. I mean, is there a roadblock in terms of why we haven't kind of expanded our SKU?
This is for the toys business. I'll hand this phone back to Mr. Rishabh because he's answering correctly.
So in the toys business, the whole idea is to keep adding on new SKUs. And with the recent expansion that we've done, wherein we've invested about 46 crores, like I mentioned, the capital has gone into two places largely. One is adding on the machinery, and second is the new tooling, which is the new product. So we have actually discontinued a lot of our previous products and added a lot of new products. Hence, the number of SKUs probably remain somewhat similar, but these are all the new offerings that we have today as far as our kind of toys are concerned.
Sure. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Dheeraj Kashwan from RRR Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Rishabh. Congratulations on the deal signed with Hemel. And like, can we start with the revenue diversification of your businesses? Like, we haven't gotten the numbers, you know, in financial in the annual report and the quarterly report. So, can you give me the numbers for the different businesses revenue?
So this quarter we did about 33, out of which about 24 was contributed by auto components and the remaining was toys.
Okay, and just and I wanted to ask that what is the total capacity of your manufacturing capabilities, and can you divide it by your injection molding, roto molding, and the blue molding?
So this you're asking in particular to the toys business, I'm assuming?
Yeah, first toys business and then the total manufacturing capacity.
So our toys business, with the capacity expansion that we've done, we can do about 30 tons of molded plastic a day, which equates to somewhere around 60 to 70 lakhs worth of plastic molded toys per day. And, it's very difficult to kind of give a bifurcation between roto, blow, and injection because a lot of parts are common in these toys. Though largely the capacity expansion has happened in blow molded toys. And our automotive business is as how it was previously in terms of capacity.
Okay, so 30 tons per day is the capacity of all the manufacturing plants, including this 46 CR investment.
No, this is just for the toys business with a major contribution from the blue molded area.
Okay, so 30 tons of toys in the toys business, it generates 60 to 70 lakh toys a day.
That is the capacity that we set up, correct.
Okay, and at what utilization are you working right now?
See, I'm not allowed to disclose numbers as such, but like I said, that there is sufficient demand, so we are In fact, quarter four is where we're targeting the major growth to come in from. So we should be doing or closing this quarter at about 4x of what our capacity used to be. And we are on track to achieve those numbers.
Okay, that's great. And like you are going to do more capex in second half of FY26. You will be doing 100 CR capex. So what will be the capacity added then? Do you have anything in mind?
You see, that project is still in its nascent phases. Like I mentioned, we are still kind of finalizing the parameters, the actual investment, waiting on certain schemes, the toy policy, etc. to come out. So that is going to be in H2 of FY26, and we're still outlaying the whole project for that.
Okay, so like when the FM will announce the big clusters that will be allocated for toys, so you will be looking at those that where will you get most benefit to set up the manufacturing?
Yes, we'll definitely have much more clarity once the policy is out.
Okay, great. And my question was that after this latest round of funding you are doing preferential and warrants, is there any more plans to raise more capital? Like, I think out of 40 CR of authorized, 39 CR has already been exhausted. So what is the plan there?
See, all of this is very dynamic. It all depends on what opportunities come in. So yes, we may be raising more funds, but as and when required.
Okay, great. And can you give some diversification on the order book that you have said that there is an opportunity in white labeling of 300 CR from Hemleys, Amazon First Rise and all these companies? So is there more domination from a single company, like from First Cry or Hemleys, or it's...
No, it's not that. So the growth that we're getting from the white labeling part of the business is contributed by all bigger companies, and largely, I mean, there are about 5 to 6 in India, and we're working with all of them. So Amazon, Hamleys, First Cry, we've also started with Lifelong Online. We're also now getting into, we just recently signed up with Blinkit for quick commerce. So there are all these bigger platforms, and that is where we're kind of doing white labeling. Though on the quick commerce platform, it's not a white label product. We're going to be selling the OK Play branded toys in that.
Okay, and is there any plan to expand more sales channels for original product of OK Play other than this Blinkit?
So see, going forward down the line, I anticipate the split to be about 60-65 to 35 in terms of with OK Play branded being the majority share and the remaining being white labeling.
Okay, great. And what is that share right now?
As of now, I think OK Play branded is higher. It must be about 75-25, but that's because a lot of our partnerships are yet to commercialize in terms of sales from the white labeling front.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering the question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Can you tell me, in first 9 months in FY25, what was our revenue numbers from toy segment?
So the first 9 months, we've done about 112 in total, out of which about 35 has been from toys and the remaining has been from automotive.
35 CR is from toys?
Yes, approximately.
Got it. If we analyze this number, it comes out to around 47 CR kind of, right? For analyze number. Got it. So, sir, almost 2 years back, when we met in Q4 FY23 con call, you mentioned that at that time your toys numbers used to be 45 CR, is what has written here in the transcript that I am looking at. And you said the 80-100% kind of growth will be there in next 3 to 4 years. But if you look at last 2 years' number, as you mentioned, toy segment has not grown. So what was the reason for the same? Because the tailwinds were there, then why we didn't grow?
So if you've heard my recent con calls, I've always stated that we were under a capacity expansion program because we did not have the capacities in place for our sales to come up. Though we had the demand and we were also in the process of, you know, establishing some significant partnerships with various companies. Quarter four, in fact, our phase one is how we like to see it, has completed on 31st December itself in terms of the capacity expansion. Hence, these numbers are expected to come up in quarter four of FY25, which is this financial year. And it's not that one can see it from an annualized perspective, like how I've mentioned in my call as well, because we're experiencing and anticipating significant growth coming up in the toys business, especially keeping in mind the significant capacity expansion that we've done, which has been 4x of what we used to operate on. And we are extremely confident, and I would again like to mention, on track in terms of attaining these numbers in this quarter.
So you mentioned like 4x growth in your capacity. So with that kind of capacity, what is your peak revenue potential that we are looking at?
Like I mentioned, we have put up a capacity of molding about 30 tons a day, which it equates to about 60 to 70 lakh worth of toys per day.
No, I'm asking in terms of revenue, value term.
Sorry, in terms of?
In terms of value, like you are doing 45 CR in toy segment with existing capacity. So, is it as fuller utilization? And that is
so,
one.
So
secondly,
like I just mentioned to you, we are not doing 45 with the existing capacity. We have just finished our phase one of capacity expansion. Today, as we speak, we can do 60 to 70 lakh worth of blow molded and rotational molded toys per day. That is the capacity that we have set up today.
Quoted. And what is our target going ahead, in the toy segment, considering the budget is also there, right? Government is supporting the segment. So what kind of outlook do you see from here in next 2 to 3 years?
So see, it's very difficult to put numbers to it because 2 to 3 years is a long-term vision. And I mean, we are very clear with where we want to be, say, quarter four of this financial year. And we are pretty much on track for that. But it all depends on how the policy comes up, and then accordingly we will, plan out our phase two and take it up from there.
Got it, sir. That's for my side, sir. Also, that's for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Jaydeep Sampat, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon, sir. My first question is about the planning of our share of auto business. So at what stage are we for the same?
So sir, the automotive business of ours, which is largely contributed by the CV market, is a little down compared to what it was last year, and that's mainly being contributed from the CV market itself being down. Though the last quarter is looking pretty promising, but we are about 22 to 24% behind in terms of numbers if you take up a 9-month runway.
Now, my question was from you are planning to demerge the auto business and Habit as a different separately listed company in itself?
No, we are not planning of demerging the auto business. What we were planning was to do an IPO on this separately, but we are still under discussion on that front.
Okay. And regarding the PLI policies, I think most of the questions have been answered that I had, but the CapEx around 40-50 crores that we have done already, will that be qualified for any of the PLIs that are going to be announced?
So see, I'm not yet sure, but what I'm hearing is that this may qualify because the scheme may be retrospective in nature, but I do not know as of now. This we will only get to know once the policy comes out.
Okay, okay. Sir, one last question. What is our idea, what is our aspiration and ambition in toys business? Currently, with the current expansion, I believe we can reach around 200 crores approximately. So what is our idea of being a toy company? Because as such, toy company from India, there is no as such any very big company. What is your ambition over a period of, say, 4, 5, 10 years? To what sort of a outlook you have for the, and considering I heard you saying that there is a capital subsidy program also apart from PLI coming into the picture, which is very interesting.
Yes, absolutely. So these are, like I said, it's very difficult to put in numbers, but we, as from a management perspective, are extremely bullish on this sector. Secondly, how we see it is that, you know, how whatever that China underwent, say 15 to 20 years back, making it a global toy hub today with over $20 billion worth of sales, is something that we're seeing happening now in India. So from a long-term perspective, you know, it's an extremely hot sector to be in from a manufacturing perspective, and this was reinstated further by our FM this time in the budget. So, you know, the capacity expansion that we've done today, which you're right, which will give us about 200 odd crores of revenue, is largely from the domestic market. And then there is a lot of potential that one can see from the export market. And that is going to be our focus, you know, in phase two of our expansion plan in this sector.
Okay. One last question. What sort of an capex are you looking in the next 2-3 years, sir?
So, see, sir, from the toys perspective, you know, with the PLI, when it was announced, there were 4 slabs which were clearly mentioned, and we qualify for the 100 CR slab. So somewhere around that is what is the capital investment that we're looking at. However, these things are extremely dynamic. So I cannot comment on exact numbers as of now. It all depends on how the opportunity comes up and what are the funds required to support that opportunity.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. Maybe I'll try to connect with you offline, sir. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. Next question is from Dheeraj Kashwan from RRR Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi again, Rishabh. Just a couple more questions. I just wanted to ask that in the budget, it was said that, I mean, I read the budget afterwards, that 20% duty is going to be put on electronic parts that will be used in manufacturing of electronic toys. So are you going to be like self-sufficient in your manufacturing, or you're going to be importing some products for it?
So as of now, the product portfolio that we have is non-battery operated. But yes, you're right. This has come up, you know, for the battery operated, not the entire product, but just the components. And earlier the duty was higher. Now it has come down. If you're importing with the intent to add these components, say in a particular toy. So hence, this is, to us personally, this will come up under our phase two of the expansion plan, where we would get involved in battery operated toys. But I think it's a big win for the Indian industry in general, because the electronic part of the business is not very advanced in India today compared to, say, our counterpart, which is the Chinese market or you know, the other Western markets. So this will just, I think, facilitate and help further grow, you know, the battery-operated toy business as well in India.
Okay. And can I get some estimate at what are going to be the operating margins from this toy business?
We, at optimum capacity, expect to work at about 22% to 24% EBITDA.
Great. And just last one clarification, that you said that the capacity right now is 60 to 70 lakhs worth of toys, right?
That is correct.
Number of toys. Okay. And that is the new capacity,
no,
and lower capacity combined?
This is not number, this is value. 60 to 70 lakh rupees per day of molded plastic toys.
Okay. Thank you so much for the
answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Jayesh Shroff from Cask Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So my question is, from whatever discussion that we've had so far, it seems that in toys, selling of toys is not so much of an issue, and as of now, we are more constrained by capacity. Is that right?
See, I wouldn't put it that way. I mean, selling is probably the hardest job in any business, but we've been fortunate enough to kind of establish some strong tie-ups in the past 8 to 10 months. And in addition to this, we've also got headways from, you know, the new government policies, etc., wherein, you know, things like the introduction of the BIS norms and as imports stopping in from China has given a lot of boost to, you know, homegrown manufacturers like us. And lastly, the toy market in India is humongous, owing to the largest, youngest population in the world. So there is obviously a lot of opportunities, and with platforms, you know, like the online e-commerce platforms and the quick commerce platforms coming up, especially for our kind of toys, which are, you know, kind of voluminous in nature, hence freight is an extremely important portion. We are also reaching tier 2, tier 3 cities, which earlier was not possible. So I think all these factors together are contributing, not just one factor, towards, you know, the growth of our business.
Okay. Just one more clarification. I think from whatever that I have read of the budget, the provision for PLI for toys is only 100 crores. So when you're talking of setting up a new plant of 100 crores and also recovering maybe some money for your existing capacities that we've set up, there is not sufficient provision in the budget itself for PLI.
So firstly, these things are still under formulation as of now. So when it was initially announced, the allocated amount was 3,500 crores under the PLI. What our FM has announced under the budget has nothing to do with the PLI. This is a toy policy that they are currently framing out, which is going to make India a global toy hub. So we are not very sure what comes under this policy, but it's going to be announced soon, and then we would have clarity on what the particulars are.
Okay. Just one last thing. You know, this business is quite R&D intensive, in terms that a lot of trends keep on changing and new things keep on coming in toys. So what is our right to win there? I mean, what kind of money do we spend in R&D, and you know, whether we have the right manpower or capability to develop new?
You know, that's actually a very good question. So see, one is that we've been one of the oldest players in this segment in India. We've been one of the oldest brands, very well known in the institutional space, not much well known in the retail space, where we're kind of coming up now, and largely the growth is coming from that sector as well. So, and second, of course, we do have a considerable amount of budget allocated for R&D, wherein I think we are one of the very few companies in India who has their own design team and our own tool making. So a lot of companies, what they are doing today, especially given this ban on Chinese imported toys, are importing used tooling from countries like China, Vietnam, Thailand, and molding those products here. We are a differentiator when it comes to that. So we do not buy used molds. We make our own tools, though we obviously take in references from various places and then do our improvisations, etc., on that particular product. And we make our own tool, and we have our own design team. So that is another factor which differentiates us, you know, from the competition.
All right. Just one last thing. I think last call you had mentioned this was regarding our EV business, that we have certain inventory and we plan to actually sell off the components rather than the EV because that business is very, very competitive now. So any update on that?
You see, the EV business, I mean, we're not doing much on that business as of now. We put it on hold, and the focus is on the other two parts of the businesses today. We do have inventory, but it's not that it's not sellable inventory. We are liquidating as and when we get a right value for it. But in terms of, say, any further investments, etc., we're not looking at this sector as of today.
No, no, that I understand. But, see, we are a capital-starved company as of now, in the sense that we see huge opportunity in toys and maybe some other segments of the market, you know. So what's the point of holding on to that inventory?
These are parts such as the motor or the controller or the differential. So of course there is, it's all sellable inventory. It depends, and it's not that you're holding on to it in any way. It depends a lot on whether you get the right value for it also or not. So it's not that we are going to be scrapping the inventory. But yes, if there is, and we have liquidated some in the past as well, so if there is a good option of liquidating at the right price, then we are, you know, doing that as and when required.
So you think that we'll have to maybe take some write-offs then?
It's a little difficult to comment, but even if we do, I don't think it will be anything very, very substantial. Because liquidating these parts is not too much of a challenge, given the fact that these are parts which have value in the resale market.
Okay. So you have any idea in terms of how much inventory are we holding in terms of amount of equipment?
I'll have to check the latest report. We can get back to you on that.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Yash Mehta from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to ask that when do we expect to reach optimum capacity utilization on the new CAPEX, sir?
So as of now, you know, we've just set up and, I mean, completed our expansion under phase one. And, I mean, it's, fortunately, we are kind of on optimum capacity as we speak today, but there are always teething issues also going on. And for example, like a lot of new product launches have to happen, wherein a lot of trials happen, you know. So those things take time. They don't really show up in terms of commercial numbers, but it does not mean that the capacity is not being used. But to answer your question, I think April onwards, we should be kind of on 100% capacity, though even quarter four is where we're expecting significant growth to come in.
We'll move to the next question. Next question is from Navdeep Singh, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Actually, I have a problem with you. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. So my question, first question is, like, we did around 32 crore of business this quarter. So how much was from the toys this quarter?
Sorry, you know, I could not hear you clearly. Could you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, my question is, like, out of 32 crore of business we did this quarter, okay?
Yes.
So how much was the toys? How much was coming from the toys?
So like I said, 24 was auto components. The remaining, which is about 9, was toys.
Okay, around 9 crores, correct? So if suppose we would be running at the optimum capacity, so we would be even generating around roughly around 30-35 crores per quarter, correct?
Yes.
Because we have 24. Thank you, sir.
You're correct.
Thank you, sir. This is what I would think.
Thank you. Next question is from Tatamesh Devar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think as you mentioned, like we'll be running at full utilization from April. So can we expect 200 crore plus, like 200 to 50 crore worth of top line in FY26?
I think we should be expecting that, and that is what we're targeting.
Okay. And so the another 100 crores investment that we are planning in second half. So how are we going to fund the complete? Can you give us the breakup of 100 crores?
See, we haven't really kind of finalized, the funding plan for that. There are different methods to one, various methods to which you can raise funds today. So, and also I would like to mention that this is what is anticipated in terms of investment. It may be higher, lower, depending on the market scenario at that point. And a lot to do with how the policy comes out, from the ministry as well. So in terms of funding, I don't think there is too much of a challenge. Though I'll also like to mention that as of today, we are kind of also stressing on reducing our debt. So it all depends on, where we are at that point from a balance sheet perspective and take it up accordingly.
Okay. And so what sort of margin can we clock from the price segment?
It's about 22-24% blended between toys, preschool furniture, outdoor play equipment. This should be the EBITDA that one should operate on optimum capacity.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Next question is from Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, hi. So firstly, when will air purifier business add to the P&L?
Sorry, Rahil, I can't hear you at all.
Hello, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, tell me.
Is this clear?
Yes, go on, please.
Yeah. So when will this air purifier business add to the P&L?
So see, like I MD mentioned, that's very difficult to kind of say right now. There is obviously a lot of potential, but we are in the phase of doing various pilots as we speak today. We've just completed one in IIT Delhi and the second one in GD Goenka. And, it all depends, but once when it comes up, the numbers, keeping in mind how big the market is, it's very difficult to kind of put on what numbers, to what extent and at what time it will come, but we do hope for it to commercialize soon.
Okay, and with respect to your auto components business, what is the order book right now and what kind of pipeline do you see at?
So see, the auto component business is pretty much proportional to how the CV market performs, with Leyland, Volvo, Eicher being our major customers. And quarter four for any auto industry is expected to be good, and especially for the CV market, given the fact that it was already down the first three quarters, it's expected to rebound. So it should be somewhat similar or probably a slightly less in terms of growth from last year. Last year, I think we did about 135 odd crores, and this year it depends on how the market performs, and then we'll close accordingly.
I was particularly asking on the order book status. Is there one, the current order book?
In any automotive business, there's not an order book given for the entire, upcoming months. There's always a schedule given, and the POs keep coming in, as and when, the stock has to be replenished. So it's very difficult to kind of, tell you exact numbers.
Okay, so this year you kind of expect, a flattish or maybe sort of performance in the auto business. What about next year? Any outlook there? Because you've more than made clear about the toys business, you're pretty bullish there. So what do you expect from the auto?
Where we are expecting significant growth to come in from is the toys business. The auto business will grow depending on how the CV market performs, and it should be growing at 4, 5, 6% CAGR.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how our business will grow. But the quantum growth is expected from the toys business. And then, of course, if numbers add in from the air filtration business, then that will be, further contributing to the top line.
Yeah. Okay. And lastly, just to reconfirm, you mentioned one can expect blended EBITDA like overall for the company to be in the range of 22% to 24%, correct?
That's right.
Okay, okay. Okay, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from R. Sen from MAS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is a long-term aspiration. I mean, if you look at the top three global players, Hasbro, Mattel, and Lego, they kind of expanded the market's opportunity by innovation, right, and not just playing the same products which already existed. So can you share thoughts about, your R&D team and, what kind of innovation are we thinking like a couple of years from now? Is there a thought around those lines? Thank you.
So that's a good question. So there is, but, I'd like to tell you that toys is a very, it's a very vast, very diversified business. Not any one company does all sorts of toys. Even the ones you just mentioned, whether it's Lego or Mattel or Hasbro. So like, for example, there are plush toys, there are, ride-ons, plastic-molded, blue-molded toys, injection-molded, battery-operated toys. So having said that, the kind of, sector that we're in currently, which is largely outdoor toys is how we see it. And then, of course, being somewhat of a one-stop solution to schools and institutions, this itself is a very big market. Though under our phase two plan, we are going to diversify into injection molded toys as well, which primarily means that we'll be able to manufacture any sort of plastic molded toy, which is actually the majority in terms of all different toy categories. But even if we do not, diversify into other categories and just focus on the existing range, there is a large opportunity from a domestic as well as a global frontier.
Sure. Coming back to the budget, I think there was a mention of forming of clusters. Now, and if you look at our four plants that we have strategically located in four different states, is there a thought to go further somewhere in any of the newer states which are kind of offering a lot of opportunities and more of, subsidies to kind of set up maybe a Telangana or, one of these states which are offering opportunities.
Yes, exactly. So that is why, I had mentioned that we work very closely with Invest India and they've been helping us since the past few months to kind of scout land and get meetings with the ministries so that one can get the best benefits of various state subsidies as well as central level subsidies in setting up this. What we know for sure is that we would be setting up in a state which is export-friendly and close to the port. So we're still kind of deliberating in terms of where to, set up the facility, but we should know shortly.
Sure. We'll wait to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. Next question is from Dheeraj Kishavan from RRR Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rishabh. Just another question. Can I get diversification of Q2 and Q1 in terms of business, auto and toy?
You mean the top line?
Yes.
So we can have that sent to you after this call.
Okay, sure. And... okay, that will be great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining this call. And we look forward to meeting again at the next conference call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of OK Play India Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.